It started back in 1976, actually. Actually, 1971. It was in Randolph, Mass. Arthur P. Mullaney decided to ask people to give up cigarettes for today and basically donate the money they would have spent, which at that time would have been 50 cents, probably, on cigarettes to a high school scholarship fund. But it really began in earnest 1976 in California and was picked up by the American Cancer Society in 1977. It is the Great American Smokeout. And with us is Dr. William White, professor of medicine, chief of the Division of Hypertension in the Calhoun Cardiology Center at UConn Health Center. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, good, and I'm glad we get to talk about this a bit. And I think what initially it was cancer that was the big fear, and I believe there's still a 1 in 3 chance that you will get lung cancer if you smoke. But there are a lot of other attendant dangers, including one which is your specialty.
Right. Well, we're interested in the effects of smoking on heart disease and, of course, blood pressure, and there's certainly known risk of smoking causing damage to blood vessels that end up supplying blood to the heart, the kidneys, the brain, etc. So all those things play a role here.
Doctor, what is the effect that smoking, and I would guess the number of chemicals that are contained therein, nicotine is the one that's probably most prominent, carbon monoxide as well, but what are the effects on blood vessels and arteries?
Well, that's a good question. We have those two things you mentioned, nicotine and carbon monoxide, are the two things we can measure very easily clinically in the lab. And so we do know that, in particular, nicotine, which comes out in a very large amount with the first 5 to 10 minutes of smoking a cigarette, increase the pressure in the arteries and make the blood pressure go up. But they also increase the heart rate. So the two things together are an increased force of work on the heart itself. And then it goes away after about 15 to 30 minutes, and then it starts up all over again with the next cigarette.
If there are a couple of things that probably need to be pointed out here. One, even if you quit for just a day, that's certainly something. I think there are a lot of people, though, Dr. White, who say, okay, look, I'm, 60. I've been smoking all my life. You know, I've been doing a pack of Luckies forever. It's too late for me to quit because it's not going to fix anything. But actually, if you quit even late in life, it can have beneficial effects.
Absolutely. There's lots of evidence for that, actually, the reversibility of some of the problems that people get. We are doing a study right now. We are looking at the reversibility on blood pressure, heart rate, and the so-called stress hormones like adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing actually some very impressive effects just within a few weeks of people stopping smoking, regardless of their age.
The other concern that people have, and it's the other big topic of the day, and that, of course, is obesity, which also can have a link to hypertension. But the fact is, if I stop smoking, I'm going to gain weight.
Actually, that is very possible. I'd say the average person will gain about 10 pounds within the first month or two of stopping smoking. I think it's a reasonably good trade-off, quite frankly. I think 10 to 15 pounds of weight has absolutely no risk, really, compared to the effects of a couple of packs of cigarettes a day.
Well, there you are. If you guys would like more information, cancer.org, you can find it there. Hey, Dr. White, good to talk to you, and let's make it more frequent than just once a year, okay?
Well, I'd like to be able to tell people about our studies if they're interested in coming in. Do I have a second for that?
Yeah.
I will mention that we're in our fourth year of providing free counseling and medication through the NIH at the UConn Health Center at 860-372-8418.
Okay.
That's 372-8418. We will be in our fifth year right now, and it's our last year, so we have about 350 people in the program, and we're looking to get another 100 in.
All right, doctor, thank you much for your time.